And how are you?
Blessed.
Even after hearing the gospel, Jesus was strong today. It's amazing that it says many people followed him. The crowds were very large. And so he starts to thin out the crowd. You think the crowd started to get thinner after his words today? Oh, I'll bet. Just like they'd get real thin here if I started saying, okay, give it all right now, right here. I want it all. And he'd say, I don't think so, Father. I'm leaving. Just a thought. But what he does is he says, you cannot be my disciple unless you hate your father or mother, wife, children, even your very self. That doesn't sound like a God of love, does it? It's like, ooh. And then he says, you cannot be my disciple unless you pick up your cross and deny yourself every day. And then he says, you cannot be my disciple unless you give up all of your possessions. Or it says, renounce all of your possessions. And so we could be sitting there thinking, I'm not a very good disciple then. Huh? But that's not the way to look at it. You can either look at it from a negative way or a positive way. When you got married, those of you who are married, huh? What happened on that day was when you looked at your husband-to-be or your wife-to-be, either from up here looking back at the girl or from back there looking up at the guy you are to soon marry, I'm hoping that day you didn't think, all the other people I gave up just to be with them. You know, is that what you thought? If it was, I don't want to know, and don't tell your spouse. They don't want to know either. Hopefully that day you were so enamored and in love with the person that you were going to give your life to in a few minutes that nothing else mattered but them. You were in love. That's what Jesus is calling us to be today, in love with him, huh? And that's, when it comes to love, then there's no question about this gospel today. But if we're not in love, then we feel very uncomfortable with this gospel today. So the first thing the gospel does is tells us where we are with Jesus. Are we in love with him? Or afraid he's going to ask us too much? Because if we're in love, nothing he asks is too much, right? And so that's got to be the first place we go. And again, today in Rome, Mother Teresa was canonized. And if you look at the life of Mother Teresa, they've had a lot on EWTN these last days. And on Friday, they had a thing about her funeral and a little bit about her life, her documentary. And what struck me was when she left the convent, after almost 20 years of being a regular nun, and decided to go out and work with the poorest of poor. When she was younger, Jesus says, when you give up everything, you will get freedom. When you give up everything is when you'll receive freedom. And so she come out and she had some money and, you know, she had nowhere to go, nothing. She was poor. She wasn't like, you know, these people that take the vow of poverty and they live in a nice house and different things. No, no, no. She had nothing. So she had a little bit of money. So someone came to her and said, sister, can you give me some money? I haven't eaten in a few days and my children haven't eaten. And she gave all she had except for one coin, which she kept for herself so she could eat that day. A few minutes later, a priest came to her and says, sister, can you help with the poor? And she had one coin left. And she goes, yes. And she gave it away. And she says, but this is my last thing. And he's, oh, I don't want it, sister. And he, oh, no, take it, please. Jesus will take care of me. And when she gave her last coin, when now finally she had nothing, she said is when she had the most peace. She had peace and she had nothing. Isn't it amazing us who have everything rarely have peace? Because we try to find peace in things or people. And the only place we'll find freedom and peace is in the person of Jesus Christ. It's just that simple, huh? When we go back 150 years in this church, when the priest had the first mass for the community that would be formed of St. Joseph Church, when we celebrate that today, we think of these people who gave up so much so that we could be a community that came together to love God and to love one another. Our faith, our love, our very being is built on the foundation of thousands of people who have went before us and who are more concerned about us than about themselves and worked hard to produce this beautiful church. They found that it's in giving and being people who are more concerned about what you can give to others is where we find peace. And so even at this very Mass today, Jesus Christ, who asks us to give up everything to be his disciple, he goes first, correct? He gives everything to love us on the cross and in the Eucharist, to teach us now to be like him. And when we finally decide, Lord, I hold nothing back. Lord, I give everything for love of you. Lord, you're worth everything in my life. Then we not only receive him, but everything else we desire. With Jesus, you have everything. Without Jesus, you have nothing. When you and I finally give it up, all up, we receive everything. If we refuse to give up the little we have, we only get to keep that which we hold. So today, the call of the gospel is a call of love, to love Jesus above all things. And he promises us when we do this, that's where we'll find peace finally, and that's where we'll find freedom finally. And then he will teach us what life is about, to give up our lives for others, as he did for us, and how he calls each of us to do now for him and for one another. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.